know, you see these different globalist predator groups. They don't want to just run you and your family. They don't want to just surveil you. They want to make you sick and suck everything out of you before they euthanize you. Look at Europe, look at Canada. They're passing all these laws. Look at COVID. And then they look at Russia, the biggest country in the world, all those resources. They want that. So it just shows the madness of Europe's demographic decline, economic problems. And they say our answer is war. And then I see Trump suddenly saying, oh, he's against war. But now, oh, I'm a wartime president. I can't worry about Americans, you know, average economic plight. I've got to worry about war. So just in closing, are you optimistic for the future? Or what is your prognosis for the future?
We've got to stop us being dragged into a big war, whether that's with Russia, China, or anybody else. Because obviously the globalists and their puppet politicians will use that as an excuse to bring in the digital ID, because we always have ID cards when we have a war, don't we, Alex, you see? So that's they really need a war for three reasons: to cover up the lies that their puppets have told to us, the money they've stolen from us, and especially through the pandemic and since, the crimes that they've committed against us. And a war will sort all of that out, and everyone will forget about what happened during the COVID pandemic and everything else and the net zero. I think that's why they're easing back on net zero now, because obviously net zero is completely incompatible. No one ever talks about the environmental cost of going to war, do they? Because there's almost like a hierarchy of sacred cows, and the military industrial complex comes absolutely top, even above Big Pharma, because there's more money in it.
I mean, I think we have to be optimistic because there is such a global awakening. But again, like I said earlier, that precipitates then an even bigger globalist clampdown. But I think that just brings it to a head. But regardless, we don't have a choice. And everybody needs to get behind their own populist movements in their countries. And sure, they'll get infiltrated, and sure, they'll try to sabotage us. But at the end of the day, we're still moving the ball forward. And I'd say humanity right now has gone from being way behind to turning the tide and starting to catch up on the globalists. Everybody, I think, should get involved in Restore Britain, UK's last chance for peaceful revolution. That's what you said here in the talking points you sent. Can you close out with 2 minutes? You've got the floor on that.
And I urge people to support Rupert Lowe. He is the real deal. He's being attacked tremendously. It is the last chance. The alternative is we don't have a peaceful revolution, and that's going to be really quite awful. You haven't put the corruption to us in the UK, Alex. I'm afraid I think the UK is the most corrupt country in the world, and we're very, very good at hiding it. We sent the corruption to you in the New World from the City of London a very long time ago. I'm very pleased that you're broadcasting now from Austin, Texas. I can tell you that my eldest son is living in Austin, Texas. His name's Alex as well, Alex Bridgen. He's living with his fiancée, Erica, who's American. And I said to Alex, he said he loves Texas. He said, Dad, he said, the people in Texas are really nice. And I said, why is that, Alex? He said, well, they've all got guns. Everyone's really nice to everybody. Most people around the world are really nice. Unfortunately, our leaders are not so nice, certainly not in Europe anyway. I do hope that President Trump is going to normalize relations with Putin's Russia. And if he does that, then we've got a back door into those negotiations. And I do hope that at these difficult times that President Trump's got those hotlines to both President Xi in China and to President Trump, because there are hotheads. And as you saw the other day, you know, alleged Russian drones landing in Romania that were actually sent in by the Ukrainians.
They
were
all made up, sir. Andrew Bridgen, you got it. When you come to visit your son in studio, take out to dinner. God bless you. Amazing. God bless you.
God bless.
Most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. And on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show Live. Or go to the website, alexjoneslive.com. And don't forget to download the number one news app in the world on Apple and Android, alexjonesapp.com. Share the links now and tell everyone Alex Jones is back and he's not f***ing leaving.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
Was important. That guy is amazing. He got so much of their COVID tyranny shot down, stopped them injecting babies and up to two-year-olds. I mean, just that stuff alone. And that's enough reason to back this broadcast. You know, a lot of you have credited us, and the enemy credits us too, as being the tip of the spear exposing COVID day one and getting so many people to wake up and understand what's happening. And that's why they want us off the air, so we can't stop the next pandemic, so we can't stop the next war, so we can't put pressure on Trump or others to do the right thing. I mean, this is a life and death situation. So here's the deal before this other huge news. There's so much of it and more that just broke. And don't worry, we've got an hour and 50 minutes left to get to it all. And we've also got Joe Kent coming up in the fourth hour. Yeah, that should be interesting. Former counterterrorism head, now totally vindicated about the Iran war and more. But before I do that, I plugged for about 90 seconds at the end of the first hour. Didn't plug any last hour. And I raised that point. I'd say, oh, not good. I didn't plug. It's bad I didn't plug. But I didn't want to interrupt that guest. That's how we fund this operation. If I just plugged twice an hour, we've done the math, we'd have plenty of funds around this place. And I can then hire more crew, more stuff, but I don't do it, so we're almost in the red again. So be conscious about this and realize when you fund this operation, you are funding your insurance in the fight against tyranny. And the products really work because we want to sell you something that is going to be great, that's good for you, that blows you away. So you go, man, that Alex Jones was right again. Not just about what he covers and says, but the products. Now, listen, our T3 iodine is not instant gratification. It takes about 2 weeks on average for it to kick in. It is the missing link. Most people are iodine deficient. The iodine that's in the environment, most of it's bound, meaning it's not atomic. It's not pure on the periodic table. It is bound to a whole bunch of other stuff, and you don't absorb it properly. This is atomic iodine. And, you know, we sell it as a, quote, detox and energy booster and immune function, but it does everything. Now, again, you die without oxygen in 4 minutes on average. If you fall into a frozen lake and it's sometimes people live 10 minutes, they get them back up because the water somehow freezes things and your brain doesn't get brain damage. But everybody knows this. 4 minutes without oxygen, the average person's dead. Some people quicker. Without water, you die in about 4 days. Out in the desert today, most people die in about 45 days without food. Now, why is that? Well, because the food has the vitamins and minerals in it. And I know I'm talking to you like you're 5 years old. I know most of you get this, but for others that don't. Iodine, you can look it up, is one of the essential elements that without iodine, you die. Now, in the 1920s, they noticed about a 15-20 point IQ reduction, particularly in the Midwest, and massive spikes nationwide of child deformities, birth defects. And they did a bunch of big government studies and found that people that lived on coastal cities and that ate a lot of fish had higher IQs and basically almost no deformities. And they went, oh, it's the iodine. So they started putting a cheap form that's bound, but you still get some of it, but sodium fluoride, I think it's the one, in the salts. When I was a kid, it still said Morton salts, iodine added. You know, the little girl with the umbrella, and it says when it rains, it pours. You pull up a Morton salts can. It's a blue canister. Now, this is the super version of that. Just a few drops a day. It takes 2 weeks on average to kick in for the average person. And your skin, your stamina, your libido. I remember like, gosh, time flies, like 18 years ago or something. I met Dr. Edward Group, really smart guy, total visionary. And he said, listen, you need to start taking atomic iodine. And he'd come out with the only one. And he said, you should sell this private label. And I said, okay. And he said, you know, you got some of those sunspots on your face. And I was like 38 then or so. And I'd have bad skin, but I did have some sunspots, brown spots and stuff that weren't freckles. You know, I call them liver spots. And he said, all this other stuff will happen, your libido, everything. He goes, it's about 2 weeks for it to kick in. And right at about the 2 week mark of the average person, you'll kind of feel crappy for a day or two. It's not like you have a cold or the flu, but you feel kind of groggy and tired. That's when it shifts in the cells, the mitochondria. And then a lot of toxins will get pushed out. You might even break out or something. But he said, after that, you'll feel incredible. 2 weeks later, I go, man, I feel like crap today. I have no energy. Lasts about a day. And then I liken it to when I had my kids on my shoulders hiking, and I go up a bunch of big steps or climb a hill. And when you finally take them off your shoulders, it feels like you're flying. And when I woke up the next day after feeling sick the day before, it was like I've been carrying, you know, one of my kids on my shoulders. I'd carry them until they were like 5 or 6. Sometimes it'd be exhausting, but you take them off your shoulders, it feels so good. That's what it felt like. So there's your pitch for T3. You're insane if you don't get this. It's X2, but even better. And it funds our operation. And I only sell stuff that works, but it's not instant gratification. 2 weeks. It's over a month's supply. Now, be careful with it. Talk to your physician before, because if you've got some different thyroid issues, it can cause problems. In most cases, it helps. But you talk to your physician. This isn't a game. You can also interact with some drugs, because you've never had pure iodine. And so a small percentage of people looking to do some weird stuff. So be careful. This isn't, I'm not selling placebo here. I only sell stuff that kick you like a mule in a good way. Now, here's another example. We have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine in the blood, to track stuff before surgeries, not our iodine. I mean, it's actually radioactive iodine. They radiate iodine and then you put it in to track it in the body. They're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months. I said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And they're like, hey, boss, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. And I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea. Just like I do today, okay? And take out iced tea, and I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm, like, feeling warm and like, electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into my bathroom, and I take my shirt off, and I've turned red. Not with, like, hives. Like, it was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. And so, tan good is a little bit Native American, one of the benefits of that. But I was like even redder, and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, he's scared to take it. He thought he was on acid. Didn't actually look, but he was getting there. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? And it skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, who owns wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He's a leading guy. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. But I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So it didn't taste good. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best. I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. And it's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine, that it would do great stuff on my skin. Those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows, 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone. Literally gone. With the iodine. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. And you always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it at first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings, okay? Now, that's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious, okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs, and you're going to cuckoo town. Because that's how strong this is, okay? That's what this does, and we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke, okay? I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. Then I'll get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour, or I did 90-second plug in the first hour, no plug second hour. Plus, it's fun to talk about this stuff because it's actually news as well. So, Bigley about a year ago puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, go to thealexjonesshow.com. If you're a VIP, you get surveys and, you know, once a month or something. They'll ask, hey, what are you wanting, or what are you liking best, or what products would you like? That's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back, bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time, and so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with you. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think you need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the U.S., if they had a sickly kid or a preemie, they would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that's the, oh my God, donkey colostrum is like, whoa. And they're like, that is donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. And that's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys. So you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from. And I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff. And a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents'. And I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, because we still have gone off to get it, and it's getting private labels and the deal isn't done yet, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible. I've been taking colostrum and I've been taking, you know, other stuff. What's the other stuff she takes? It's the, God, I'm trying to think of it. People take it for their joints. You can buy it anywhere, but it's it'll pop in my head in a minute. Collagen. And so she goes, that is incredible. She goes, look at my hair. It did look better. She goes, it's coming in. And she goes, and it was getting gray. These are coming in blonde. Look, it's my hair. And I'm just like, and so I got her, which you've never seen her on TV. We were at my dad's birthday last November. We ought to find that video and put it back out with the new websites and stuff on it. And she wants to do a testimonial about it. And I know my dad, he was bald except on the sides. He has hair coming in. So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. Methylene blue, 30 minutes on average. I've given it to over 500 people I know. Three of them didn't feel anything. Two of them said, I'm not taking it. I go totally insane on it. I understand. Be careful. I've just never seen such reviews. Same thing with the colostrum. Same thing with the iodine. But colostrum takes months to get the full effects, and the iodine takes 2 weeks to start getting it. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. It is just absolute, and the Irish sea moss, and the, which is super concentrated and just amazing, and the, our Shilajit is the best, and it doesn't sound sexy, but it is. If you don't know about Shilajit, it would take hours. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop, and it'll just be a happy. And we have a 90-plus% reorder on all this stuff. Nobody has that. but it's less than 1% of this audience that ever goes, wow, this isn't a fiction show. This isn't Netflix. This isn't, this is not a game show. This is not, this is changing the world. You notice everything we talked about decades ago is here. You notice we're always in the zeitgeist. We're almost always dead on. We know our stuff. This is what I do. And I can't be bought by bad guys. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing. Now, I apologize for a 15-minute plug, but it wasn't even really a plug. I'm just so excited about all this. And finally, this week's the final week to enter to win both the custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack plus $20,000 cash. Every time you spend $1 at thealexjonesstore.com, you get entered in the sweepstakes 100 times. That only happens the last week. And again, this happens, used to happen every 2 months, but now they give away vehicles every month. It used to be a vehicle every 2 months. Now they do it every month. That's a bigly thing. I'm not against it. It just, I've kind of gotten into it, and I like it, and I like meeting the winners and all that. It's great. And you like it, so I'm into it. So they don't give away a vehicle every 2 months. Super badass vehicles. Americana sports cars souped up. You know, Americana super trucks and off-road souped up. Just amazing. So at the end of each month, or I guess whenever, or the start of each month, it rolls over where there is a one-week period where when you buy stuff, you get put in 100X instead of 5X, and you could win both of the vehicles. Nobody's won both of them yet, but it obviously is a much better chance you are. So you got till Friday at midnight to do that at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And we could not do this without you. I'm so thankful. Our enemies are losing in court. My lawyers asked me not to talk about it, but they're in a lot of trouble. They are so pissed that we have funds to sue them and counter them and depose them and disprove them. We can get InfoWars back, folks. I'm just going to stop there. So remember, they got us kicked out a few times and got reversed. Well, they could lose the whole thing, and I mean very soon. And that's just one thing. And I'm going to stop there. But just keep praying and keep supporting. But hey, we already got the Alex Jones Network and alexjoneslive.com, and we got bigger studios getting built. That's how Murphy's Law is. We'll finish the new studios, then get the old ones. I just doesn't matter. We're going to hire more reporters, people, so it doesn't matter. We're just going to kick some ass. But the variable in all this is you. So spread the word about the broadcast. Pray for the operations at the Alex Jones Network, and spread the word and get the free app on Android or on Apple at alexjonesapp.com, and just keep spreading the word and fighting because you're the Paul of Arizona. I salute you. Now, I saw a video. This guy's a former big defense contractor, really smart guy. I saw him do a short video breaking down what's really happening in Ukraine, and I got mad at myself when he was saying all this, because I've said all this here and there, but I don't make this point enough. He does it really good, but he says, this is not my opinion, this is happening, but you have to do your own research. What he says is 100% true. Dead on. What is Ukraine really about? When we come back, then I'm going to shift out of that and get into all the other news that we haven't hit yet, and there is a lot of it. This is an exciting fight for liberty. Straight ahead. Stay with us. So it's real simple. If you want to keep this broadcast on the air, if you want to see us hire more hosts, more reporters, and expand, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, wide selection of Patriot apparel, and so much cool stuff. The problem is the really cool products they get, like the Faraday bags and the wallets and the knives. It's all great. They sell out so quick and they can't get the supply of them. But I want to thank you all for your support. So they give away an amazing American super vehicle, usually an off-road truck or SUV or sports car, every month. But every month of the last week, there is a special time where every purchase you get gets put into the sweepstakes 100 times, every dollar you spend. And most winners do it during this last week. And then you get $10,000 per vehicle when you win it. Nobody's ever won two vehicles at once. It's over 12 vehicles they're giving away now, or 14 vehicles. So this week until Friday at midnight, it's by law, it's all sweepstakes company. Every order you make, every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com, you get put in 100X to win the souped-up custom H1 Hummer and the 2026 Dodge Charger Scat Pack plus $20,000 cash, or $10,000 each if you just won one vehicle. I can't wait till somebody wins both. Every dollar spent, 100X entries at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's a bigly thing that, you know, they're our sponsor, main funder, I was never really a sweepstakes guy, but now I like it because listeners love it. And, you know, we fly the winners in. We're building a bigger studio. As soon as that's done, we'll have winners in again. So take action on that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me just say this again. All I want to do is steer you right. I would not sell you something that doesn't work because I want you to like me in the show, and I also want you to want to get it again. I use the analogy all the time. If I owned a restaurant, it would have real quality, delicious, wide selection, great atmosphere, great service, reasonable price. I want to have the restaurant that has lines around the block every time. I don't want to, you know, you don't need Google to know who's got a good restaurant. When you're even some small town middle of nowhere, I'll be driving along with family. Hey, let's search reviews. This town coming up. I go, I'm not looking at a review. Human intelligence. I'm going to pull into town and I'll drive through the town and say, okay, that place has 5 cars at it. That has 20. That has a line out the door. If I'm not in a big hurry, I'd rather go to the one with the line out the door. If I'm in a hurry, let's go to the one that's full at least. And then I get this incredible meal. You can buy fake Google reviews. I don't go off that. I go off the reality. And if you don't get our ultramethylene blue or ultramethylene red or Irish sea moss or Shilajit or our bovine colostrum or our T3 iodine is the best, you are insane. You're not just getting the very best products that'll blow you away. You're funding an organization proven to piss off tyrants and change the world for the better. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a big mega sale one day going right now. 40% off methylene red, atomic defense moon booster, methylene blue tincture, methylene blue gummies, MK Ultra brain booster, Warcry smelling salts, 35% off zeolite detox, spike protein, heavy metal detox, zeolite tincture, creatine powder, the very best, CMOS capsules, methylene blue caps, 30% off iodine tincture, CMOS gummies, Shilajit caps and gummies, ultimate chill and energy, and so much more. And that funds the second American revolution worldwide. So you have until Friday at midnight central to get in to win either or both of the vehicles, 100 times entries, but that's just a fun thing you do. You're missing out if you don't get the incredible products. And by the way, I was like, what are smelling salts for? I was ignorant. They're like, oh, they're a bestseller, sir. We're selling them. It's a big seller now. I guess if you're going to lift weights or you want to wake up without coffee, just smell this. My God, you're awake. You're a truck driver or whatever, you know. Don't have to drink too much coffee or whatever. Just hit this. Warcry smelling salts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Now, I'm going to play this video by Stephen Eugene Kuhn, who I really want to get on the show because I've seen a lot of his videos the last 3-4 years. He really knows what he's talking about. And I just realized today I've never told my producers, get him on. Get him on yesterday, please. And everything he says is 100% dead on. In fact, I can take every 30 seconds of what he says and just show you clips and proof and documents. And I know most of you are super informed, but you'll go, yeah, we already know this. And I already know this, and I've already said everything he says here, but in bigger, more long-winded ways as I do. But he nails it. And so when we're talking about this Ukraine war, you'll notice it dovetails with what that amazing MP from the UK said last hour, who knows his stuff. We think of wars in that somebody's trying to conquer somebody, and that's always been the old reason for it. But we learned from the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg, who I was blessed to interview many times, that he's in there as a CIA analyst at the Pentagon, and he's reading McNamara and documents to Westmoreland from years and years before where they go, we're not going to win this war. By the way, we're not trying to win the war. It's a war game and a way to make money and build up the military-industrial complex and for domestic control here at home. Because they could have won it very quickly. It's called carpet bombing and invading the North. But they wanted the war to continue. We were really in the war in 60, took over from the French, Indochina. Officially got into it after the Gulf of Tonkin stage event, 64. And remember, we're hanging off helicopter skids in 75, because by then, the North Vietnamese had infiltrated so much that even if Nixon would have tried to beat him, they wouldn't have been able to. And obviously, Nixon was then out with all of that unfolding. And so when you look at Ukraine, what Victoria Nuland has said and what George Soros has bragged about on CNN, starting in 91, they made a deal to not expand westward towards Russia. And then they did, then the Clintons in the 90s attacked Belgrade and let the Muslims take part of southern Serbia and Kosovo and all the rest of it out of Albania. And so the Russians start paying attention then. And they see us moving missiles up and weapons around and NATO overthrowing countries and canceling elections. And Putin said, my red line is Ukraine. Since 2014, you know, he invades, takes Crimea, and he says, you come any closer, I'm going to come in and knock all your forces out in a special military action. And now he says, get your ambassadors and everybody out. I'm getting ready to start flattening the cities, and now you start seeing it begin. But he's just slowly escalating. But they have said that the real money they're going to make is the reconstruction of Ukraine. And what Ukraine was like 60 million people 10 years ago, and now what's Ukraine, 36 million? People are fleeing there, and now they're bringing in Africans and Arabs and stuff to replace them, but they don't get conscripted in the military. They don't have to take all the COVID shots like they try to make citizens do. Same thing here. UN said, oh, don't give the migrant shots here or in Europe anywhere. We don't want to hurt them because they're brought in as clients of the UN. They're brought in as the new foot soldiers. And so it's about replacement migration, too. And it's about making money during the overthrow, during the war, and then after the war with the breakup of the country. And Poland's already been told they're going to get part of Ukraine. Other pieces will go to other bordering nations. They'll go ahead and make a deal. Russia did this behind the scenes, but in NATO documents, they say, and then we'll go ahead and give Russia part of it. Now, that's one plan. If Russia folds, then even better. But it is literally fighting to the last dead Ukrainian and Russian, and it's all premeditated. And it's all about a Marshall Plan. I said, watch, 4 years ago, I said, they'll start calling for a Marshall Plan for Ukraine. 2 months later, we need a Marshall Plan for Ukraine. That means all of your tax money, even more than the war funding. And it goes into the black hole of a war zone so they can steal most of it, which has all been done. And so this is a crossroads between Eastern Europe and Europe and Russia, and they want control of that breadbasket, all the minerals, all the oil, all the gas. This is purely predatory. And this fella, Stephen Eugene Kuhn, does an excellent job breaking it down. Here he is.
I don't think Ukraine exists anymore. They just haven't told the Ukrainians yet. Mark my words, and you might want to screenshot this, because what I'm about to say isn't a theory in my mind. This is happening right now in real time, and one day everyone's going to look back and go, how did we not see that? I really don't want to do this video, but I have to. I also know this is going to be tough for a lot of you, so stay with me all the way to the end, and maybe you'll see it too. As you may know, my wife is Ukrainian. Her family goes back generations in Ukraine. Real people, real roots, real history in that fertile soil. And when we brought them here to safety, they thought they were escaping the war. What they didn't know is that the war came specifically to make them leave. They weren't casualties of the conflict. They were obstacles to it. Think about it for a second. If you wanted to take over a country, the land, the resources, the entire future of a place, but you couldn't just walk in and take it, what would you do? You'd fund tension. You'd arm people. You'd push until someone, something ignites. And when it does, when the bombs are falling and the cameras are rolling, you don't send your guys in. You send their guys in. You make it their war. You make it about their honor. You stand at a podium 10 countries away and say, Slava Ukraini, to get the world behind you. And the love the Ukrainians have for their homeland, that becomes a weapon. Here's the deal in all this. They never wanted to win this war in the first place, because if they wanted to, they would have. They would have ended it. Peace was on the table early on. It got walked away from. Because the arming of those troops is a money machine, as you know. The destruction is a money machine, and the rebuilding contracts are already written. Money on the way down, money on the way back up. Real human beings treated as completely expendable. And for this to work, Ukraine couldn't just be weakened. It had to be emptied. The people had to go. The culture had to go. Because you can't move in and rebuild a place the way that you want to if the people who build it over centuries are still standing there. You know, parts of Ukraine right now are completely uninhabited, like ghost towns, villages where families lived for generations, empty and silent. And the men, they're dying in trenches while British, French, and German leaders go on television and say, we must fight to the last Ukrainian. And to everyone out there defending this out of ideology, every time you shut this conversation down, you're extending the war, the pain, suffering, robbery, and fraud. You're not defending Ukraine. You're defending the people who are erasing it. And here's the part that kept me up at night. The biggest enemy of Ukraine isn't even the corporations pulling the strings from boardrooms in London, Brussels, and Washington. You know who it is? It's people like Zelensky, who know exactly what's going on, who are still watching their own country get hollowed out in real time, and they're profiting from it handsomely, while their own people die in the mud. That's a man who chooses a side, and it wasn't Ukraine's. These are real people that we're talking about here, with centuries of history in that rich, fertile Ukrainian soil that everyone apparently wanted so badly. And they're almost gone, erased, not by an enemy that hated them, but by people who smiled at them, funded them, put them on a world stage and called them heroes, and then used every last drop of their love for their homeland to get exactly what serves them. I don't think anyone can stop it anymore. I think it's already done. And the saddest part, most Ukrainians still don't even see it. I gotta tell you, what's happening in Europe and many other places is the prelude to what's coming to America if we don't start taking America back. Go to jointab.us, read about what we're doing, about taking local governments back so this doesn't happen in our country. Jointab.us.
I don't know what tab.us is, but that guy's smart, so we're going to hit him on as a guest, find out what it is. All right, let me hit a whole bunch of news ahead of Joe Kent coming up, former counterterrorism head, totally vindicated, next hour. I'm going to cover a bunch of stuff Trump's up to, the good and the bad. And again, listeners always ask when I do this, not all of you, but a minority of you, and I want to cater to your question. I see it on X every day without even looking. I'm confused. This video is pro-Trump, and this video is anti-Trump. No, this video is pro this policy Trump's doing. This video is anti this policy. That's what I do. And I know most of the listeners are like, yeah, we're not dumb, Alex. I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm sorry. You're like, why do you care about dumb people? They're not dumb. They're just not sophisticated, okay? And we're trying to get the unsophisticated people to be sophisticated. I know it's annoying. I understand it. Remember, sometimes I'll cover deep, hardcore, really cutting-edge stuff, and we always cover important stuff, but sometimes I do the basics because there's a lot of people just don't get it. If you're mad at somebody about some stuff, you're supposed to just totally hate them and just never give them any support. That's stupid. Now, it's easy with the Democrats to do nothing but bash them because they never do anything good. I mean, they literally had the votes with some Republicans with the War Powers Act to stop this war 96 days ago, and they've had three separate times, and they wouldn't vote to do it. Oh, they'll run their mouths about it all day. It's like the neighbor watches the back door open, and the toddler somehow has gotten out and runs and falls in the pool's drowning, and you're like, my neighbor's bad. They shouldn't have let their son or daughter drown like that. I'm going to sit here and watch the child drown. You're worse than the parents because you know the kid's dying, and you're not helping him. So I refuse to just sit here and go, well, I'm done with Trump, and so I'm just going to, you know. Done with Trump means I'm criticizing the bad. I'm deeply concerned. And I'll get to that in a moment, what I'm really concerned about, number one. And I'll say this. In fact, we'll hit this now. If Trump does not come out against Section 224, and let's pull that up, of the National Defense Authorization Act 2027, that they're getting ready to pass here in the next few months, that's the main defense budget, trillion plus. If he doesn't call for that to be pulled out that turns our military, our intelligence over to the Israelis, then I am calling for impeachment. It's beyond 25th Amendment because he's got dementia. I'm not saying he has dementia, but that's not the right thing. It's treason. Now, I don't know if Trump knows this is in the legislation. I know Netanyahu says he's talking to Trump and about this joint military weapon development plan, which is this, which is far more than that. And I have a sneaking suspicion Trump does know this is going on, but maybe he doesn't know how bad it is. But if he gets educated on it and doesn't come out against it, then I'm going to bullhorn the White House. I'm going to bullhorn Mar-a-Lago. And the point is the media is all going to cover it. So I know how to make a scene. I don't do that. I'm not a big grandstander, just for stunts. And I am going to go to Congress, and I am going to go completely ape. Because if Trump was going to have the UK merge and get all our secrets, I'd be against it, or anybody else. And I noticed the neocons on X and Rumble, they go, well, what about the Five Eyes? What about, you know, the EU and British intelligence and stuff? You know, we share intel. Yeah, we share intel and threat intel with them, but we don't give them joint weapons development. We don't give them access to everything at DARPA and say total integration of all of our systems and satellites. No, we don't. And if Israel was run by nice people, which they're not with Netanyahu right now, I'd say, no, this is our country. We don't do that. Israel has this long history of spying on us and selling it to the highest bidder, Russia, China, you name it, mainly China. And this is just insane. I mean, I thought Trump trying to pass laws to give big tech total immunity to do whatever they want from state, local government individuals was bad. This is way worse. And I already covered it in the last few days and read the subsections, but I'm going to put section 224 up, guys. We showed it on Monday, but I want over the weekend, but I want to show it again right now. Go read it for yourself, okay? It is unbelievable. In fairness, the crew, I didn't tell them I was about to cover this, so they're scrambling around to find that. But Sean Miller here at AlexJonesLive.com did a great job writing a brief synopsis of this, and the article at AlexJonesLive.com has the links. Israeli influence of the Trump administration reaches a boiling point as the NDAA threatens foreign takeover of America. In a twist and turn of fate, the maverick statesman who built the biggest political realignment of the 21st century with the motto, "Make America Great Again," is now presiding over what is perhaps the greatest foreign influence operation ever ran against the United States. At a time when the American public is expressing unprecedented levels of distrust in the Israeli government, Congress just proposed tying the U.S. to the Israeli military more than ever before. Responsible statecraft reported on May 29th. Buried in the House version of the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, and you just click right there, the version, you can read it, the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, released last Tuesday, is Section 224, entitled United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. The provision would arguably do more to intertwine, in live time, the U.S. military with the Israeli military than the more than $200 billion in military assistance Israel has received from the U.S. since the founding in 48. It's a lot worse than that. The revelation that the U.S. is seeking to wed itself to a foreign government becomes even more shocking when the last decade of right-wing political ideology is taken into account. President Donald Trump ignited the flame of populist nationalism with epic statements such as, "Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo, and America first, and only America first," during the 2016 campaign and the first term of office. Those early years of Trump's political career faced a fierce backlash by the radical leftist Democrats, a party which was heavily in bed with communist China. And so is, the article goes on and on. But pull up in the bill, again, for viewers, I just want to get it on screen so you can pause it and read it if you want. Make it easy for you. Section 224. It's only 5-6 pages. Go read it with your own eyeballs. Lifetime integration of all of our intelligence, satellites, weapon systems, weapons development, everything. Now scroll down. Get it all on record for everybody so they can read it for themselves. Okay? Just get this, read this, look at this, know this, understand this. And call Congress, call talk radio, because this is absolutely treasonous. And again, this is the official version backed by the Republican Party. And this has been out since last, sort of hitting big news last Thursday. So this has been out for like 6-7 days. It's been published for 8 days. And I'm sitting here waiting to have them have a debate about it on Fox News. You know, so many leftist publications and the Rand Corporation and Rockefeller Foundation have reports out decades ago saying, first it starts on Jones, and then within weeks it makes it to Fox News. That's why it must be shut down. Exactly. That's why this show is important, because we have a big enough audience of you activists to punch these stories out and force it out to a wider debate. And I'll put a date on it. They're going to try to pass this by October is when they usually want to get it done. Sometimes it takes longer. But if this provisions is still there in a month, or if it advances to the Senate and they make changes, it comes back. If that's still in the Senate version, whenever that happens, I am going to go on a national campaign on podcast, and I got hundreds and hundreds of them want me on, big ones. I'll exhaust myself, but I'll do it. And I'm going to go on all the shows, and I'm going to go to Mar-a-Lago, and I'm going to go to the White House, and I'm going to make a huge scene to the media, and I'm going to call for Trump's removal from office. Now, I'm not saying Trump knows this. I don't know. Netanyahu, a couple months ago, said, oh, we're going to get off the U.S. tit because we're going to do joint weapons deals. That's what this is. This is a lot bigger than joint weapons deals. And the way it's hooked into the budget, we won't even know what they're doing. Secret. So it's not just a foreign government merging with ours and getting all our secrets, but it's secret. And once a year, there's a report to Congress. So this is a mega massive deal, and it is my line in the sand. And as far as I'm concerned, Israel's become just as big a threat as communist China. You got Jonathan Pollard, the convicted spy that Trump let out, the Israeli spy, you know, saying in articles and in interviews, oh, I think every American Jew's job is to spy on the U.S., give secrets to Israel. I mean, you know, that is just outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And so I'm just marking it here right now that I'm watching this like a hawk. I think all of you should watch it like a hawk. I think all of you should make, you should, all of you, maybe you've never been on YouTube or X or Instagram, shoot a video in your house, read the subsection, say what you think about this. If you agree with me, say what I've said. Take this interview. Take what I just said right now, this rant. Get this out, man. This is, on America's 250th anniversary, an attempt to end this country as it exists. I mean, they got to have votes in Congress to make D.C. a state, or Puerto Rico. And that's a big fight. And now we're talking about making Israel co-equal in the executive over the military and intelligence. So the article's by Sean Miller. It's up on alexjoneslive.com. Get it? Share it. It's important. Now, another article up at alexjoneslive.com is really good news from the Trump administration. Something great that's going on. I covered this some in the first hour, but I'll get back to it now. Trump signs executive order backing major overhaul of childhood vaccine schedule. Depending on how the federal regulations interface with states, it's between 71 and 93 vaccines that they recommend, which then the states push as mandatory and they lie to you. But what really happens with this is it gives liability protection when the executive branch through the NIH makes it a recommended schedule, and they're always trying to add new ones, up to 93 of them. So the way I read this executive order, and it's a report from Kennedy's already put out, it cuts it down to about nine. Nine shots your kid's going to get by 2 years old. Not 93. Now, Trump has finally gotten religion on this, and he says, yeah, we give them too many. We shouldn't be giving them, you know, 70-something shots. Well, it's worse than that. You have to understand that none of these things work. They're all Trojan horsed. They're all completely contaminated. It's part of depopulation. We're getting sicker. We're not living as long. This is on purpose, Trump. But I know Trump's behind this because he brought in Kennedy, and Trump has said the things that are in this executive order, and Trump signed this executive order. So Trump gets the credit. Here's the President Trump. Great job. We're seeing a lot of other good stuff from you. And so you turn over our military and intelligence Israelis, you're a traitor, need to be removed. I don't know you're behind that. I haven't seen the proof. I know you're behind this. Congratulations. You signed the executive order. So this is a big deal and a major cause, a major cause for celebration. But again, I had Bovino, the former head of the Border Patrol, on a couple weeks ago. He tried to be diplomatic, but he said, no, Trump has killed internal enforcement. He said, I know that. But then he went on to say, I don't know who's making the call to bring in all these former NGOs and Democrat leaders to run things, but they're kicking the good guys out, bringing the bad guys in. And he said, if I'm going to keep watching this and I'm going to speak out, it's my duty if I find out this is Trump. Well, Bovino, Trump admin killed military-style deportation strikes after Minneapolis got too hot. So now he's coming out, and now he's speaking out to Border Hawk and others, and we need to investigate, and we need to put pressure on the administration and on Stephen Miller, who's kind of the unofficial border czar. Hey, dude, Bovino's been listing the evil Democrats they're bringing in that ran the previous policy. So it's one thing if you pull back some on something. We want you to press the accelerator. But if you don't just pull back, you bring in the bad guys again that did all the human trafficking and stuff. Well, that's a big problem. Trump admin killed military-style deportation strikes after Minneapolis got too hot. Bovino explained how the USPB tactical units and supporting agencies deployed for military aircraft in the middle of the night to look, took Chicago by storm. Commander Bovino, Border Patrol, was launching nationwide lightning strikes for military aircraft from Minneapolis. Clashes killed mass deportation momentum. The Trump administration mass deportation crusade was shifting into high gear with the rollout of these nationwide teams. He talked about that on the show. But it got killed. So now the question is it ever going to come back? Or is it going to get worse with the Democrats you're bringing in? What the hell's going on here? Pretty big deal. Calling balls and strikes. What you're going to get here. Not cheerleading for Trump. Not making some up against him. Just calling cold hard facts. Hour number four. Straight ahead.
At midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones, because if you just go to AlexJonesLive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat. If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app, where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter, X, where he still has 4.5 million followers, because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at AlexJonesLive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.